This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Barry Sferluga covers the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post. There's a lot to get to on the Nats. Been a busy weekend. Barry, thanks so much for a few minutes. I guess let's start with the news that Jason Wirth and Trey Turner are beginning a rehab assignment for this team in Syracuse. How much time do you think it'll take to get those two guys fully back up to speed? And have you heard from anybody with the organization when they think they'll be able to return?
You know, they are so cautious about being definitive about return dates and timeout and all that kind of stuff because they've been so frequently burned on it in the past. So I don't think you're going to get an idea until they've played a few games or probably get through this week. You know, it'll be interesting to see how Wirth runs. Does he run the bases? He's been able to hit the entire time that he's been out with his toe problem. So it's really just a conditioning and a running thing for him. Turner, with his broken wrist, he's got to get back to seeing live pitching and getting his timing down. I think what's important is because they have a 14-game lead in the National League East standings is that they can kind of go however they want, however fits the players and whatever's best for them, because there's no pressure to rush them back into a playoff race, because there is no playoff race. There's no pennant chase here. They're going to win the division. They're going to win it comfortably. It'll be interesting to see when they do get back, when all these guys get back, how Dusty Baker plays it as they head toward October, in kind of balancing getting the guys who have been out enough at bats, but not pushing people too hard so that they're rested and ready to go in October.
Yeah, Barry, we could spend the entire segment asking you about injured guys maybe coming back, but I'll just stay with one of the headliners here. We're now a kind of a week plus removed from it. The dust has kind of settled and the team has gone about its business. But what do you know at this point? What are you hearing? What are the thoughts about Bryce Harper?
Well, I think they continue to be fairly optimistic. And again, I put this all under the umbrella of they don't need Bryce until they need Bryce. And if you go back to where you were, kind of what space you occupied mentally in the moments after Harper went down, you know, I still think the assessment is very, very positive in comparison to what everybody was kind of thinking in those moments when he tumbled over or slipped on first base and tumbled down and grabbed his knee. Bryce is somebody who knows his body very well. I don't know. I haven't been on the trip. I'm not sure exactly what he's been able to do in terms of any active rehabilitation. But he is on the trip with the team, which is a good sign. Dusty Baker likes to keep his injured guys around as much as possible so they still feel included. He's a guy that you kind of always feel rolls out of bed ready to hit. But it just like with Wirth and with Turner for different reasons, I think it'd be huge if he had two full weeks to kind of, even if he was playing, you know, to get three plate appearances in a night and then come out for the rest of the night, to get his timing going. He's somebody who wants to play in October, who loves the spotlight of October, and to me is the guy who kind of handles October best in that lineup. So essential that he comes back and is healthy.
Barry Sferluga, great writing piece and columns on the Nationals. So much inside information. Speaking of stars not able to post, Max Scherzer to the DL. The other side of his neck now bothering him. Should there be any growing concern? He's downplaying this, and he seems to know his body well, but you know, it's almost like the boy who cries wolf, not with Scherzer, but with the team. We're always told, don't worry, and then we never really know the full truth, so how should we feel?
Well, and that's exactly why they don't want to give, like, dates back for sure until these guys are in the clubhouse ready to perform, is because they know that they have told. There's a classic case with Anthony Rendon coming out of spring training 2 years ago, where I can't even remember what the injury is. I think it was an oblique. He'll be ready for opening day, not ready for opening day, so it'll be a week. It wasn't a week, and it just went on and on and on. So they've learned from that. I was struck by Scherzer's comments after he missed his start and Matt Grace had to fill in really admirably for him. And Scherzer kind of blaming himself, saying, I stopped doing the exercises that I'm supposed to do, which seems very un-Scherzer-like. He's a meticulous guy who prepares for his starts, not just, in the hours before he takes the mound, but in the 4 days in between those starts. So I thought that was a little bit odd. I'll take him at his word. I'll take the club at their word that it's not a big deal. But, this whole season, because they have been out in front essentially from day one and really have not been threatened by a terrible division, the whole season is about October. And that means the last 6 weeks are about making sure that all these guys are ready for October, because this roster is a very, very tough out and a dangerous team if they get to the pennant if they get to the playoffs completely healthy. If they don't, then, it's what degree are they compromised, and could any of that have been avoided? We'll see what Scherzer, I would expect he'd miss maybe one more turn, but if we take him at his word, then it's not much more than that.
Barry Sulugo of the Washington Post, kind enough to join us here on the program. Barry, I'll disagree with Dusty Baker's lineups every time and twice on Sunday. What he does at the second spot in the order is not correct, as far as I understand baseball, which I still think is pretty well. Put that aside for a second. What they're doing with all these injuries and how he gets guys like Wilmer Defoe and Brian Goodwin and Adrian Sanchez and everybody on down the line, you mentioned Matt Grace, remarkable what these guys are doing with the laundry list of players that are on the disabled list for extended periods of time is nothing short of miraculous to me. And it's why, if I was in the learner's position, I'd extend him today. When he comes home from this road trip, I'd have a fat new contract waiting for him, given everything that they've gone through and the adversity that they've kind of fought here. What are the thoughts there, and just kind of where are we at with this? There was some noise about it for a while, and it kind of went away. Dusty Baker and his place in the organization.
Well, I think a couple of things. I'll be interested in how the Manager of the Year voting goes, because I think the Nationals are kind of seen as the defending division champions with a good roster in a terrible division with no threats in the division. So, of course, they should be leading comfortably. They are on pace, though, to win 97 or 98 games. 98 is the most that this franchise has ever won. And they're doing it with lineups that, we've kind of called grapefruit lead lineups for the last couple weeks. Significant injuries to major parts of the team, both pitching-wise and in the lineup. And yet they still seem to get results. They haven't gone on a 12-1 tear or a 10-0 tear, but they've never lost more than four games in a row. I think that Baker has to get an enormous amount of credit for resting guys who need a day off, balancing the needs of his lineup on a given day. And you can have issue with the construction of it for sure. But this is a team that, despite all the injuries, was just recently passed by the Rockies to be the highest scoring team in the National League, has the highest OPS in the National League, has the second best record to the Dodgers in the National League, and the Dodgers are on another planet right now. So does Dusty deserve to come back? Absolutely, and I don't think there's really anybody that disputes that. One wrinkle that has come up in the extension talks or non-talks or non, the fact that we're not really talking about it, is the health of Mark Lerner, one of the Nationals' principal owners, who 2 weeks ago had his left leg amputated. Obviously, the family has been very caught up in Mark's prognosis with overcoming the cancer that he initially had, but then, a very difficult situation that he had to make the decision to have the leg amputated. I don't know that there's a direct correlation between A and B, A being Mark Lerner's health and B, Dusty's contract, but I think it's understandable that the family would be distracted, and distracted is not even the right word, would be consumed by one of their members' health situation, and that would put baseball decisions on the back burner.
Real quick, Barry, because you wrote about that, and it was a touching story, and it was information a lot of people didn't have, by the way. What is the latest on Mr. Lerner and how he's doing?
Well, his spirits are good. When I wrote about it last week, he was still in the hospital. He hoped to be home soon. They will work out a rehab schedule and situation for him that allows him to get as healthy as possible. He expects to be fitted with a prosthetic on the left leg and to live an active and fairly normal life. Even without even with the loss of his leg, he's a golfer. He likes to play golf. He hopes that that is part of his future. And he was really, really disappointed not to be able to be, he's such a presence at Nats Park during the year, sitting in his front row seat near the dugout. It was striking when he wasn't around. He was really disappointed not to be there when they unveiled the logo for the All-Star Game because the family is really excited about Washington hosting the All-Star Game next year. And he really hopes to be out there, if not for a clinching game in September, certainly for the playoffs when they arrive in October.
Barry, terrific with us as always, buddy. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. Barry Sfraluga, check him out in the Washington Post. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Folks, Danny and Grant, Grant and Danny, however you want to say it, here's the bottom line. Well over 100 pounds lost between us, thanks to whom? Our friends at EMP 180. Here's the thing. I've been kicking around trying to get rid of that last 25, 30 pounds. I've been trying to figure out a way to do it for years. Never could. That stubborn weight right around the waistline, right? Right around the stomach. They call it visceral fat. It's right around your organs, and it's terrible for you. It's toxic. EMP 180 Weight Loss gave me the keys and the tools to get this done. It has changed things for me, GP, and I know it's worked for you.
It absolutely has. My whole life is different now. I am healthier. I'm going to probably live longer, frankly. More years added to my life. I'm down 70 pounds. I can go out and shoot basketball, throw the football. I don't get
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.